I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Team Europe had been the favorite to win the Laver Cup in Geneva, and it did, but not without a gritty comeback by Team World to set up a final winner-take-all match. Spaniard Rafael Nadal was pleased.
Every victory in any place is different, but honestly, we have been speaking a little bit all day. You know, winning by teams is just amazing because you celebrate together, and it's a very special thing. Losing is less painful, I think, together, and winning is better.
John Isner and Jack Sock had put Team World into the lead 8-7 by beating Roger Federer and Stefanos Tsitsipas. Nick Kyrgios withdrew with an injury, putting Taylor Fritz into a match with Dominic Thiem, and Fritz pulled off a win to the delight of Kyrgios.
Upsetting, you know, this is one of my favorite events of the year, and for me to pull out of a match is never easy. But I mean, I felt it would have been selfish if I was going to go out there and maybe, you know, after a set, call it. You know, when I got someone like Taylor on the bench who's healthy and ready to go and more than capable of beating guys like Thiem, so I'm super happy for him. And obviously the loss is tough, but that moment was pretty special.
With a sudden 11-7 lead, Team Europe needed to take the last two matches to win. Federer topped John Isner, and Alexander Zverev won a tough battle with Miloš Raonic to clinch the cup for Europe as Rafa looked on.
Of course, so difficult at the end, but this year I think I appreciate even more how difficult it is to win this competition, no? Because everything goes to Sunday, and the way that the format is done is great, but it's for people who has the heart in good conditions. So
it was a tough loss for world captain John McEnroe.
I don't do that many events. You know, I commentate at the majors, and I do this event, and my playing days have, you know, going down and out. So this to me is going to sting for quite a while. This room really hurts. They all hurt.
It's 0-3 now under McEnroe.
We had chances. The first year, Nick had a chance to tie it up with the match point. The last year, we had opportunities to win. We were so close. This time, we actually had, you know, we're a point away, and we're a tiebreaker away. And it's just crazy. It's just unbelievable that we haven't won this. So I know that if we don't win in Boston, I am toast. So the pressure's on already, for me at least.
Of course, Europe captain Bjorn Borg was thrilled.
Great team. I said this is the most important week of the year for me as a captain. I mean, I've been waiting for this week and to get the players together, and finally we're here, and we're here in Geneva, and the team spirit for this week has been unbelievable.
And McEnroe hopes the Laver Cup will continue to build tennis excitement as it moves to Boston next year.
It's one of the best events. I mean, I can't think of really an event or something new that's happened in the sport over the course of the last couple of years that's better than this. I'm a team guy, but I hope the Davis Cup is successful. That's a radical change. They have another event. It seems like there's, you know, the Olympics. So there seems to be too many, dare I say, team events. But when you have Rod Laver and Roger Federer behind this, the way they have been, and the excitement that people see, I mean, these guys fought their hearts out. It's a bummer, but it's an awesome event.
Golfer Danny Willett claimed the BMW PGA Championship, winning on home soil in England at Wentworth.
To win any tournament on tour is pretty special, and to be able to win the tournaments that I've won over the last few years, you know, they're really the iconic events, they're the creme de la creme against some great fields, and it's really nice to be able to polish one off on home soil in front of the crowds this week. That'd been amazing.
From the 10th hole in the final round, his duel with Spaniard Jon Rahm became a little easier.
I've watched enough tournaments on TV where there is a pivotal moment, and yeah, you know, we still kept that slender two-shot lead, you know, down the last six holes, and you know, to finish in the way we did, finishing birdie on 17-18, just, you know, really capped what's been for myself been a really impressive week.
Rahm could only look back at the few small errors that eventually separated him from Willett by three shots.
If you tell me after the tee shot on 10 that I was going to be only one back on 12 tee, I would have taken it, right? And then 12 was another. 12, 13, 14 was, you know, was key. Even though I made a good birdie on 13, I made two bad mistakes on 12 and 14.
Still, Rahm felt he played well with an added bonus waiting for him.
It's a little painful. It's going to, you know, nothing a good dinner and a bottle of wine can fix. And at the same time, tomorrow I'm flying to St. Andrews. I'm playing with my dad. Never been in St. Andrews before. I'm going to get to play the old course with my dad for the first time. So it's a lot of positives to look at.
Willett says this win will last a long time.
To be on home soil is fantastic, whatever event it is. But, you know, for this iconic championship, the BMW Championship here at Wentworth, I've watched it on TV for years. This is my 10th straight year here. It's going to be a really memorable one for me.
You know, I've not been playing as good as I'd like the last couple of months, so hopefully some of those good memories can spark a little something in my game.
Danish golfer Lukas Bjerregaard is hoping last year's win on the old course at St. Andrews in Scotland will be the inspiration to play well again this week at the Alfred Dunhill Links Championship. It's a unique event that pairs professional golfers with amateur partners.
I think you have to prepare a little bit different for this week because it is, rounds are a little bit long, being four balls, and weather is not always with us, and it's different with having an amateur partner. But I really enjoy it, and it's I've been lucky. I've had great partners over the years, and we've always managed to have fun, so I always look forward to this week.
Retired British Olympic gold medal rowing winner Sir Steve Redgrave has played for nearly 20 years in every Alfred Dunhill Links Championship.
This is the best week of the year by far. Once we leave here is try and find out the date as soon as possible, put it into the diary, and nothing gets put into it, and then fingers crossed the invitation will come through.
Redgrave says being a champion in one sport doesn't necessarily translate to another.
Very different indeed, because obviously when you're at the sort of the ultimate of your sport is that you feel that you're in control of what you're doing, even though you're very nervous and the pressure's really sort of bubbling to fever pitch that could spill over, but you know what you're doing. When you come here is that you've got that experience that you can try and control those nerves, but when you've got the ropes off areas and you're thinking this could be nasty the way that I spray a golf ball around.
Former professional world heavyweight boxer Vladimir Klitschko of Ukraine finds golf perhaps more difficult than stepping into the ring.
I think golf is more challenging than boxing in this case because you have to have really good focus and coordination. And I believe that demands also a lot of mental strength.
But Klitschko, and no doubt every other golfer in the event, finds playing at the so-called home of golf very special.
I mean, this is the old course. Who can do that? Not too many people in this world. So I'm glad to be part of that crowd.
The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.